and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson, your host. You know what? My thoughts have been on my mom today. She passed away 2 years ago, and this time of year, I always get a little reflective thinking about my mom and what a wonderful, wonderful mother she was to me. And you know, President David O. McKay said that there's no success that can compensate for failure in the home. And my mom was aces. She was everything that I wanted to be and more. And I'm just really, really grateful for her. And I'm just kind of sending up love to her today. And I've got Bob Collins here with
me. Nice to be here, Shauna.
Talking about
Thanks.
Parenting and good parent skills and things like that. You have a wonderful, wonderful episode on Conversations coming up. Tell me about it.
We had an opportunity to contact Jane Clayson Johnson, which is her married name mm-hmm. now. But most people know her as Jane Clayson
yeah.
because she had her big career while she was still single.
Yeah.
She became a network news anchor.
Well, and she started at KSL right here.
She started KSL at TV. KBYU TV
and
FM down at BYU.
Wow.
Reading news copy.
And I only knew her as one of the anchors on KSL. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then took off.
She was in Salt Lake Market for quite a while and reached the pinnacle of her career.
Yeah. Wow. So tell me just a little bit about her. Her husband joins her in this, right?
Yes. Her husband joins her for the interview. And it's such a delight. They're two very delightful people. Mm-hmm. Just salt of the earth people. I so enjoyed meeting her. It took 2 years to arrange this interview because she lives in Boston.
Ah.
And she's here occasionally, but not often.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept trying to set up an interview when she was here, and it just never worked out. So finally, when she came for President Monson's birthday celebration
mm-hmm.
To host with Steve Young,
sure.
we arranged for an interview.
So now she worked – was it CBS? She was CBS at the
I
time?
I believe
their
so,
morning
yes.
show or something
yes.
then. And then she stopped to devote her time to her children.
She gave it all up to become a mother. And she wrote a book called I Am a Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was so strongly committed to that decision, even though it meant a lot to her professionally.
Sure.
To give all that up.
So you kind of get to go through her journey a little bit with her about her days with fame and fortune, I'm sure, and now being—
And the stress that caused.
Yeah, yeah. It must have.
Some really stressful situations, which she tells about in the interview. She tells about her courtship and marriage to her husband, Mark, who is here with her.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do you get his thoughts? Does he share his thoughts on what it was like to be the husband of Jane Clayson and through her?
He didn't share them so much during the interview,
yeah.
but I talked to him afterwards and he said, oh, I'm used to that.
What else can he say, right?
Right. But this interview gives an opportunity to see these two wonderful people on an informal basis. When you saw Jane on the news, that mm-hmm. was very formal
mm-hmm.
and reading
very
from
poised,
the teleprompter.
Very put together.
But
yeah.
in the Conversations interview, we can meet her and her husband, Mark, as they are, just delightful people.
Yeah.
And it's a delightful interview.
I've seen a few interviews with her. She's got a wicked sense of humor. She's a funny lady.
Yes. Just delightful the whole time spent.
Oh, good. Well, lucky you. Lucky you. Well, we'll check that out. You can actually check that out now. That aired last week, correct? And so you can check it out. You can go to Conversation. It's an audio.
It's an audio-only interview.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get two of her news stories that she did while she was at KSL posted on the Mormon Channel also.
Oh, wow.
So that if you want to see those, after you listen to the interview, you can access these news stories she did.
Oh, great. Great. Well, thank you for coming in, and I'm anxious to listen to that and check it out because I'm a big fan of hers, and I very, very much respect what she did, the things that she gave up to devote herself to what was really most
important,
listener, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Listeners will enjoy the story a lot.
Good, good. Thanks, Bob.
Story of her life.
Well, you know, I had been kind of thinking about, you know, what kind of mom I am to my kids and how I raise them. I mean, they're in their 20s now and they're on their own. And I was thinking about what do I feel like I might have given them that was something good and that kind of started to shape them into the people they are. And I did think about one thing that I think I was good at, and that was support. I think I was really good at supporting my kids. You know, they became performers like me. They loved to sing. They loved to be in plays and things like that. But I made sure, because my mom was like this, my mom and dad were like this, that I made sure I went to all their performances, all their games, football, everything, plays, choir concerts. I loved to volunteer at the elementary school. And that was just, I remember crying my head off. It was my son had already moved on to junior high. And it was my daughter's last Halloween parade. She was in sixth grade. They're 16 months apart. She was in sixth grade, and it was the last Halloween parade in the elementary school. And you'd think that I would have just savored it and just reveled in it, but I sat in the hallway as they go in their little line in their costumes in and out of all of the elementary school classes, bawling my head off. Bawling my head off because this was my last Halloween parade. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't deal with it, the thought of never being able to come back to elementary school and do another Halloween parade and volunteer. So I think for me, I think that was one of the important things for me, was to give them the support that they need to show up. You know, my husband and I even created lunchtime. For some reason, our kids kind of thought we were cool. I don't know. I don't know why. They never seemed to act too embarrassed of us about us. And so when they were in school, we would join them for lunch. We would join once a week. We'd go join them at the lunch table, the little tiny lunch tables, once a week. And we always thought they'd be embarrassed, but we were allowed to do it, and we would sit with them at lunch, and they would be so excited to see us come in together and have lunch with them. And so I would like to think, anyway, that supporting them and showing up was a good part of parenting for us. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Bob? Any final thoughts on parenting? And how many kids do you have?
We have three kids.
Yeah?
And they're in their late 20s and 30s, mm-hmm. moved away long ago.
Yeah.
So we have grandkids, and you can dote on them now.
Oh, yes.
You can go to their Halloween.
Oh, been there. Yep.
Activities. But I think welcoming their friends into your home is an important thing.
Oh, yeah.
Give them food. They'll come.
And I agree.
I'd rather know that they're there than somewhere else where I don't know where they are.
Yes. I wanted to be the Kool-Aid mom.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the one. The house that they came to. We bought a pool table. We were like, come, to play with the pool table, play Guitar Hero, something. Come here and I'll feed you. Yes, I agree.
Yep. And then family vacations together was another activity that's created mm-hmm. lots of memories that we still talk about,
mm-hmm.
created a real bond. And not giving them too much. Don't give them too much.
Yeah.
Let them develop on their own. Let them be responsible for their own things that they want to buy to the extent possible.
That is hard not to be a rescuer, especially in high school.
It is.
When it gets messy, it's hard not to rescue.
Our youngest son wanted to borrow our car to use our car to go to high school. And it was a great big Ford station wagon with the fake wood on the side. And he hated that. He wanted me to buy him a new car.
Yes, of course he did.
Nope. You have your choice to walk or drive the Woody.
Yes. Parents, if you're out there trying to determine whether you're going to give your child a new car or not when they're in high school, big fat no from me and from Bob both. Because have you seen those parking lots? Have you driven in those parking lots? Yeah, those cars are never going to come back the same. So get him a beater. Get him a clunker and let him just drive that through high school. That's what we did with our kids, too.
A big one.
A big embarrassing one with paneling on the side.
Right.
That'll work, right? Well, thank you, Bob. And thank you for joining me. And I'm really, really excited to check out this Jane Clayson piece. So thank you for being here. So as we go out today, we're going to enjoy this song of the day, all about families, right? It's called Family Ties That Bind, featuring Janice Kett Perry. Enjoy your day.
Joy!